Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Beat
Two. Bomb Boogie, what's good, man? You acting like you don't know you're on the radio, homeboy, live right now.
What up, my nigga? I ain't know, my nigga. What's good with you, my nigga? What's happening, man?
I told you I was going to call you one day, man, just to surprise you, dog.
Yeah, I think the chick, my nigga. True story. I'm trying to wait for some of that good goods on the chick. She has a ticket. But
yeah,
what's happening, man?
Nah, man, you know, heard, you know, I just had, for those of y'all out there that don't know in the world, I got the legendary Ron Boogie, a.k.a. the Golden Arm, back in the days on the East-West compilation. What's good, man? What's up with you, man? What's some name telling people what you've been doing lately, man?
Hey, shit, I'm just, you know, really maintaining right now, man. I'm moving on. We're shooting this little independent movie, you know what I mean? This joint called East Side Story. You know, I got a roll up in that joint. You know, I'm playing like really, you know, what the streets is about. That's the part I play, like, you know, my name Bug, like it is, you know?
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, because, you know. So, like, how, you know, what made you start, you know, you known for spitting on mixtapes, spitting in the hood. What made you just get into this acting thing, bro?
It's like, really, like, come on, like, the proof is in the pudding. I'm talking to you. You brought me to the light to all of this. Like,
no, but I want you to tell the people what made Ron Boogie, you know what I mean? Not even me. Like, you know, because you got a lot of talent, so tell the people what made you, you know?
Man, to be honest with you, man, I just be hearing a lot of garbage and all that, as far as the rap and all that, man, and I know I got a shot at this, man, so I'm just going to do it, and I'm just going to do it well, man. And I'm starting with the movie on the soundtrack, and I'm going to take it from there, man. You know?
Yeah,
and
so, like,
what's
the movie kind of about? Like, you know, I want you to tell the people, what's the movie kind of about?
The movie, basically, like, it's the streets, you know? You know, regular things happen in the streets, you know, as far as the, you know, not for nothing, the drugs, you know, the drug selling, you know what I mean? The beefs people be having, you know what I mean? But to be honest with you, I just want the people to really know it's only a movie. Don't go around thinking that you can be this type of person, this, that, the third, because it's not really what's happening. It's only a movie. And I'm really focusing that on the young kids, man, because there's a lot of things happening right now, man. Like, they just now grabbed my little man from Charles, man. You know what I mean? Shouts to him, man. Like, he jammed up with, I don't really want to talk about for what, but, you know, it's just like, that's basically what it is. It's the streets, but it's not reality. Just, I'm going to say that, man. You know what I mean? It's reality. It was going down at one time like that, and somewhat, but that been over, man. You know what I mean? No, right now we just showing what it was, man. We just putting it down now. You know what I mean?
So, do you feel that, like, when the people see it, they're gonna, and people that's from the East Side, right? Like, when they see the movie, do you feel that they're gonna really, like, feel like stuff that they know, like, all right, this is true? Like, you know, you see some movies and people are like, that's not how it went down or how it used to be back then. You think people gonna feel that? How you think people gonna feel this way about the East Side Story?
All right, well, the New Harlem cats, and when I say the New Harlem cats, I mean the young cats. They gonna know that. Yeah, some of them might be like, yeah, I heard it used to be like that, this, that, the third. But the official OGs from Harlem, they gonna know that, yo, that's how it was going down, B, and that's how cats was rolling. And that's just what it is, man.
Straight up. Well, today's show, Bug, is about, you know, old school Harlem joints and all that. So we're going to play some Eric B, man. I want you to stay on the line, bro, because I want to talk to you more, because you definitely know about the old school Harlem and all that. All right?
No doubt. That's what's up. Big shout out to Stu.
All right. Out of six.
cigar. I'm letting knowledge be born, and my name's the R. A.K.A. I am not like the rest of them, I'm not on the list. Catch what I'm saying, I drop lines like a scientist. My melodies in the code, the very next episode has the mic off and distorting, ready to explode. I keep the mic at Fahrenheit, freedom Z's to make them colder. The listener's system is kicking like solar. As I memorize, advertise like a poet, keep you going when the flow is smooth enough. You know it's a rough, that's why the mural on my story, I tell a B. Nobody beats the R, check out my melody. Microphone fiend, addicted soon as I seen one of these forms, see, so they don't have to scream. I couldn't wait to take the mic, blow into it to test it, let my melody play, then a record suggested. I'm dropping bombs, but I say peace and calm. Any MC that disagree with me, wave your arm. And I'll break when I'm through breaking, I'll leave you broke. Drop the mic when I'm finished and watch it smoke. So stand back, you wanna rap all the back and wait. I won't push, I won't beat around the bush. I wanna break upon those who are not supposed to. You might try, but you can't get close to. Because I'm number one, competition is none. I measure with the heat that's made by sun. Whether playing ball or bobbing in the hall, or just writing my name in graffiti on the wall. They shouldn't have told me, you said you control me. So now a contest is what you owe me. Pull out your money, pull out your cut, pull up a chair. My name is Rockin' My Law, and I'm Ra-Ace and Ra-Raw. Switch it around, it still comes out all so easily. Will I E-M-C-E-E? My repetition of words, just check out my melody. Some bass and treble is moist, scratching and cutting a voice. And when it's mine, that's when the rhyme is always choice. I wouldn't have came and said my name and run the same weeks, putting blurs and slurs and words that don't fit in a rhyme. Why waste time on the microphone? I take this more serious than just a poem. Rock from party to party, backyard to yard. I tear it up, y'all, and bless the mic with the guards. Rhyme is rugged at the same time, sharp. I can swing off anything, even a string of a harp. Just turn it on and start rocking. Mine, no introduction. Till I finish dropping signs, no interruption. When I approach, I exercise like a coach. Using a melody and add numerous to notes. So when the mic and the R-A-K-I-M is attached like a match, I was right again. Rhymes are poetically kept in alphabetic steps. Put in an order to proceed with the momentum, except I say one rhyme out of order, a longer rhyme, shorter, or pause. But don't stop to take recorder. First rhyme editor, melody arranger, poet, etc. Extra events, the grand finale like bonus. I am the man they call the microphonist with wisdom, which means wise words being spoken. Too many at one time, watch the mic start smoking. I came to express the rap I'm manifesting in my way, and I'll be the other words protest. MCs that wanna be this, they're gonna be this if they don't get from in front of. All they can go get is me a glass of Moet. A hard time, sip your juice and watch a smooth poet. I take seven MCs, put them in a line, and add seven more brothers who think they can rhyme.
Yeah. My man Boog is still there with me, baby.
What up, Stu? What's up, man?
What's good, man? Now, Boog, man, you yourself, man, you grew up in one of the wildest projects in Harlem, you know what I'm saying? Growing up, and also, you know what I'm saying, you played a lot of ball, man. Tell people, how was that experience, man?
Oh, the ball game? Oh, man. The ball game was crazy, man. The ball game was like... The ball game was like my sign. And that's really the bottom line. Like, you should know what it is from that. You know, like, the ball game was crazy. Like, I don't know too many people that was being able to guard me back when I was balling, man. When I was playing ball, too, man, it was like, for me to be with one arm, it was, like, unbelievable, man. But
and let people know that, like, y'all don't even know that my man got one on.
I was making people believe it, man. Like it wasn't a problem, man. Like, I used to go to games. You know how you young and you know you got a game tomorrow, and you really worrying like if you gonna lose or win. Yeah, that's how it go. But I ain't gonna lie to you, Stu. When I used to go to games, I used to already be on the train and all that, going to the game. Like, man, we going to the championship, man, because my game was like a person can't guard me. Like, really, like, a person can't guard me, Stu. Like, I don't know.
Did you find a lot of dudes slept on you because you had one arm?
But you know what? They only slept on me for a hot minute because I was in tournaments. I got 20-something, 30-something, like that. Like, that M1, what they doing, I've been doing that in the 80s. Like, really, Stu, like, I was crazy with it. Like, for real, no gas, no none of that, though. Like, not to talk about myself like I was all that, but as far as the game, mine was all that. And if people know me, whoever know me, wherever, Stu, they know that game was terrible for me, yo. Like, I'm a legend in that. I'm a legend in that game, man. Shout out to all the other legends, but I'm a legend, man.
What you feel is different now between cats back then and like cats back then that played and to what these cats is doing now? Even in the street,
right now,
too.
I'm like, back then, it was, first of all, it was a lot of love. You know what I mean? Let's get that in the first. As far as the game, the back then game, like, cats was balling, really playing ball. It was really defense shown. It was, you know, offense shown. Nowadays, it's just, it ain't no teamwork or none of that. It's, oh, I'm the man now, so let me just go ahead and show what I got. It ain't a team game no more. It's whack to me now.
Back when you played, there used to be a lot of money betting on games too, though, right?
Yeah. It was plenty money. Plenty money was betting, but that was something that was real fun too. Like now it ain't no real money. It ain't really no money. So, but the game bought me anyway. I got over it. Like, I'm done with it. Like everything I wanted to do, all the moves and all that, I think it's been done already. Like, ain't no more. Ain't nothing else to do. I sit down and watch. And I don't want to sit down and watch the game to see who's doing what I was doing. For real. I'm not regular passing and shoot the jumper and all that. Since the game ain't that no more, I'm looking for who got the showboat now. You got the showboat, too. But I'm looking for that showboat now, you feel me? If there ain't no showboat in the game, I don't watch it.
That's the truth.
You know what I mean?
You be showboat, Kingdom, or Rucker, or West 4th. That's what you got to do it in New York City, baby.
I got to shout the Kingdom, my man, Honcho. Steph Lover and all of them. I got to shout the Kingdom.
What's the difference in the streets from back then, Boog? Like, you came up through the streets. You came up with a lot of the greats, you know. Truthfully, you know, you was playing ball, but you was around a lot of the greats. What's the difference of what you see in the young dudes in the street now and the dudes back then?
Well, it's like, really sorry to say, but it's like, to me, like, see, like, where I'm from is still dangerous. It seems, but you know the world going in circles. But, like, the younger dudes out here now, they heard about things that happened back then, back in the day. And they trying to, like, they don't see that they'll never lease as much money as it was back in the day because there ain't no money here. Because if it was, a lot of people that's rapping now, look, I'm trying to, you know, make a move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying. Back in the day, I looked at this like, man, look, man, that's a waste of time because I'm getting money. There ain't no money here. But these young cats, they chasing a dream that'll never come true. And all that's happening is they're going to jail for mad years. You know, they life is going down the drain early, you know what I mean? Well, they should stay in school and all that and play ball now because, really, that's where the money is.
No doubt.
Is in the entertainment, the ball, all that, the entertainment. If you into the entertainment, you getting money. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I see it, man. Like, a lot of young cats is chasing that. And me, myself, I don't think that's the right thing to do, man. Because the world really changed, man.
No doubt, that's what's up. Yo, now, you used to live right across the street, basically, from Club Harlem World growing up.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I was out. Yeah, yeah.
That was y'all what? Like little hangout?
That was our club, man. Well, man, that's where it all started, man. Man, the cool old man, Dizzy B in there, man. Like, well, Chief Rock and Star Child and all that, man. That's where it happened at, man. I was a young dude, too. I wasn't even supposed to be in there. But like you said, I always hung out with the older crowd and did what the older dudes was doing. I was in there. And if my moms catch me, I blame it on them. Look, I'm spending the night with him, right? So, I'm with him. Like, he's watching me. Like, but they wasn't sweating it because I was with some tough little young dudes, man, like, older than me, but everybody had heart, man, like, even me, like, I wasn't ashamed because I had one arm, it's all in the door, like, nah, man, I ain't even gonna get into nothing, but Harlem World was it, man, that was the place to be, man.
So stay with me for one more second, man. We're going to play some old Harlem World joint because that's what we're doing tonight. We're playing Harlem World and rooftop joints all night. We're going to play one of the joints that was really banging in Harlem World. I know Boog know this one right here, man. This one had everybody rocking. Beef Stew medley mixed with it. Ron Boogie in the building.
You taking it back,
15th Street
man.
Is in the building.
Yeah, no doubt, Lennox, all day. Yo, you taking it back, man. I think, that record there, I think I first just started cutting school and learning so I ain't even going to lie to you. Like, yo, wow, you throwing it on like what? You bringing back flashbacks. You bringing flashbacks, man. What up, dude, man?
Yeah, man, so, you know, tell the people about what else Ron Boogie doing, man, before, you know, we break out, man, you know, and I thank you for being on the show with me. I know I surprised you.
All the time, B, all the time, you know what I mean? But basically, man, I'm just chilling, man, you know, just working on things, man, and trying to do it legal, man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a new Ron Boogie, man, you know? There's a new Ron Boogie, man, I'm rebuilding, man, because they tearing us down, man, you know? So I'm
no
just
doubt.
Getting it together, really, man. That's really all I'm doing, man, getting it together. Right now, I'm just, you know, how we do what we do, roll up, watch a movie. The chick keep texting me, but I ain't get back yet, but I'm going to get back. I ain't want to mess the show up. Right now, well, I don't think I want to, I got to get the hustle, too, so. I'm going to just let you go on, you know, let you go on. You just keep throwing what you're throwing, man, you know?
Yeah, we looking forward, man, to see you in that movie, man. See you in that role. I heard you got a real gangster role in that East Side Story, man.
Yeah, I'm up in that joint heavy, yo. Shouts to my boy G.O. too, man. Word,
no
dude.
Doubt.
I'm trying to run into him, man. I'm trying to run into him, but I got his brother, man. I got to hit his brother Jack, man. But shouts to G.O., man. Word up, man. And
that's
shouts
what's
to
up.
The people on your side. Stu, all of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You know what I mean? My man Tone. You know what I'm saying? You know, I seen Will too, man. Shouts to Will, man. Shouts
no
to
doubt.
Will. Shouts to
Will P.
Shouts to my man Boo. You know what I'm saying? No shouts
More money.
To Chad. You know what I'm saying? More money. You know, there's a lot of y'all on that East Side, man. And you know, you can't name all y'all. So, shouts to the whole East Side, man. Shouts to the West Side, 15th Lennox. Shouts to 12th Street. Just shouts to the Harlem, man. I'm out, Stu, man.
No doubt. My man Boog is in the building. Ron Boogie was in the building, yo. That's no doubt. He definitely was rocking with us on Beef Stew Radio. Like I was telling y'all, make sure y'all check out the joint, man, East Side Story. That movie is going to be crazy. It's crazy hot. It's going to be something that's like real ill, man. I'm telling y'all. So y'all got to make sure y'all check it out, man. I'm going to let y'all know as soon as you get on Facebook and YouTube, you know, wherever you can get the DVD at. But I'm going to let y'all know because, you know, yours truly is in it, man. Word, I'm in the movie too, man. Word. I'm in the movie too a little something. You know what I mean? It's a hot joint. I'm not so much of a gangster though. But I got a nice role, but I'm not a killer, I run around, you know, I'm not. But the movie's deep. Like he said, when you see the movie, man, make sure you understand that, you know, it's just a movie. It ain't glorifying no superstars. You know, I don't know. It's just a story on basically the East Side, man. You know what I mean? And that's how it is, man. You know? So it's deep. You know, a lot of cats liking what they see already. The trailer's on the page. You know what I'm saying? Go to DJ Big Stu, a.k.a. Kev Stu. Go to that page. You see the trailer. Also, go to the page East Side Story on Facebook. Facebook East Side Story, themovie.com. You know? East Side Story. Just type it in. It's up in there. Facebook, you can see it. You know, you can see a little bit of it. Make sure y'all do that. Click on and be a friend too on East Side Story, man. You know what I mean? They, you know, make sure, especially if you from the East Side or you know of Harlem, you represent. But people from all over the world, man, you can click in. You know what I mean? Make sure. And I don't care if you from Japan. I don't care if you from Africa, Germany, Canada. You know what I'm saying? I got love for y'all. You know, we got love for y'all over here. And we want y'all to see what the movie's all about. A few things I want to talk about today, man. Basically, you know I got to talk about, you know, last night me and K. Nicole was in here bugging out off of Obama. How he whipped on Mitt Romney. And I told y'all the Republicans was going to have all type of excuses, all type of lies. You know, it's just crazy how they do. You know what I'm saying? They you know, they pose is crazy. But, you know, give it time. The polls is going to speak because women is going to speak out. You know, Mitt Romney exposed himself a lot. Obama exposed Mitt Romney. They got one more battle Monday. You know, Mitt Romney shows the true Mitt Romney. If Obama would have did what he did on Monday, Mitt Romney would have been out. He'd have been out. It would have been strike the game. But I think Obama's going to strike him on Monday. He's going to come at Obama. He's going to try to break down stuff. But Obama got him on so many issues. And the 47% is just going to get deeper, you know. And then, you know, the 47%, now that it's out there and it's told, now that commercial is going to be so deep and so different. And then now you got the commercial on the bloop. You know, it's a lot of sound bites, the bloop. Now they're trying to say, oh, but he didn't mean it in that context. I'm like, the Republicans is crazy. It was said, the word said, acts of war is like this. Then, you know, that's it. You know, acts of terror, you know, excuse me. Acts of terror is like this. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. That's it, B. There's nothing else to say. It was said. Maybe you didn't like the way it said. Whatever the tape was this. Listen, man, we fighting against a country of people. We don't control these people. This is what bugs me out. Like, we can't control every single step of what a country do. We going into other countries, we putting ourselves, we live in danger when we do that. We can't control everything that, oh, snap, is a tape. Oh, snap, is this. Oh, snap, we can't control it. Anybody that think, all you scholars and all that, how y'all think one president, nobody can never do that. No one president can control another country. They maybe can help them out and give them some sanctions if it need be, if it's problems or, you know what I'm saying, that's all we could do. But we can't control the thoughts of people and their religion, man. We can't do that. We could try to, you know, we could try to work with them. So it's if you know if it, if they it's unfortunate that they set it up. It's unfortunate. I'm glad the parents spoke out because, like I told y'all last, when he first said it, that's the first thing that dawned on me. Like, do he really want their mothers and fathers like to know? Like, you know, did he? I hope he got permission for these people to speak on their children. You know what I'm saying? I know that's how you got to feel because people feel like that, you know. And if you say people don't, you're lying to yourself. Speaking of parents, baby mamas can get paid nowadays, man. I'm telling you. Yo, I'm telling you, man. Baby mamas, they, you know, two baby mamas, right? They do an interview talking about abuse, lawsuits, and the other woman. They boyfriends, or baby fathers, rather, are... You know, two big time dudes that are making a lot of money. You know what I mean? You know, one of them is 50 Cent, the other one is Floyd Mayweather. Josie Harris and Shaniqua Tompkins. You know what I'm saying? Shaniqua Tompkins, you know, they got written his, you know, this is what's written in the article. Like y'all know, I always go to my people boss up and I stay up with them. Well, this is what was written in the article. Shaniqua Thompson is a beautiful mother to a 15-year-old son, Marquise, whose father is 50 Cent. Josie Harris is the gorgeous woman who shares three children with famed boxer Floyd Mayweather. They're 8, 11, and 12-year-olds. They're 8, 11, and 12-year-olds. Although these women are no longer with these men, they do spend a good portion of time with them before and after they claim the fame. You know, they did. You know, they did have a Shaniqua Thompson is. You know, they asked Shaniqua, "How is your relationship with 50 right now?" She said, "It's ups and downs. It's hard to explain. He's bitter, very, very bitter." And then they asked her, "Why is he bitter? Because you tried to sue him for $50 million? I didn't try to sue him. He took me to court for child support. He sued me for defamation of character. The only time I tried to sue him is when he tried to evict me and my son from out the home that he promised to give me. Why did he sue you for defamation of character? Because the house burned down and I was asked public who I thought burned my house down, and I said 50 Cent did. When the money was very, very long, you could pay someone to do something, but that's still you doing it. You're just as guilty." Wow, that's deep what she said right there. So she's still kind of saying she thinks 50. And then they asked her, "Do you hold a grudge against him for that?" And she says, "No, God wants you to forgive. I just had to let go, call it karma, or God comes back. I don't be mean, vindictive, or vindictive. We all get what's coming to us." "Are you still in love with him?" "No, I love 50 like a cousin, maybe. I'm not in love, though." I don't know about that. But, you know, I don't know about that. Josie, how's your relationship with Floyd? With all the cheating and domestic violence, do you forgive him? Josie Harris, Floyd Mayweather, is, you know, she said whatever she said about him, I forgive him, I'm over, I did my, I guess she said I did my shit, I hit him over the head with a Tonka truck when I found out he was cheating on me. We had a pretty violent, basically, relationship. Anyone who knows us knows that for him to put another a ring on another chick's finger, then come over to my house and try to control me and who I'm having sex with, and then they put C.J. Watts in there. Wow. I mean, that's just him. She, you know, she said she ain't the only one that got a ring. He's the ringmaster. She said he's the ringmaster. There's a couple of people that's got a ring, she says. You know what I'm saying? I guess, you know, he says he just give girls that life. She seems better because she says she didn't deserve that. She said her kids didn't deserve that. She basically said they gotten into it before. What was most disturbing that their son had to go get help for her because, you know, because for her, cause had no idea it was going how long and how fast. You know, I don't know what that means. She said that my son had to get help for me because I had no idea how long it was going to last. She didn't know how long it was going to last. She said Floyd's bitch-ass friends was watching the whole time as he put his hands on me. He even tried to block my kids from leaving. Well, that's deep, you know, sad and deep. You don't know whose side to take, you know, because I'm a Floyd Mayweather fan. I'm a 50 Cent fan, you know, but definitely don't like to see women get beat bruised. Kane Nicole was in the building, she'd be having something to say right now. She'd be steaming. Then they got Josie Howard. They said, who was it? Do you know this friend is? Do you know who this friend is? I guess they said he was a friend. We won't say any names. Somebody in Floyd's camp who is very relevant. I don't even feel comfortable with my kids around him because I think he's a snake. Any real man that sees another man, sees him red, sees another man seeing red and putting his hands on the woman, should intervene, and he didn't do nothing. Well, the baby mamas, they're writing a book, putting it all together. When you have problems with your baby moms, that's what happens, man. Baby moms, It's just what it is, man. It's just what it is. So, back to the Harlem, back to the thing. You know, we gotta feel sorry. I gotta get something. You know, it's so sad, man. One thing I want to tell y'all, man. I want to get to this, man. We got a page of unemployed celebrities. Yeah. You got unemployed celebrities. We're gonna get into them right now. You ever thought about that? Unemployed celebrities? Celebrities who are doing bad. All right. We got one unemployed celebrity. Y'all know him. Chad Johnson. Ocho Cinco. He sent out a headbutt and got cut from his team. Now he can't play anywhere. Football career is over, baby. Hate to say it. Terrell Owens. He can't find an NFL gig either. You know? Now he's out on Twitter looking for a gig. That's what they're saying. And Terrell Owens, he was a cool dude. He took care of a lot of people, man. I feel bad for Terrell, man. I like Terrell. And I like Ocho Cinco too, you know. Is you know. And then it's right happened to Ocho Cinco, broke up with what's her name, Evelyn, right? Should have stood a little longer, play a little longer, you know. Married her, you should have went through with it, because they say they think that's why she left him. Damn, that's crazy. What's the shirt name? that she getting money off of right now? Y'all notice we gonna think about it. Huh? She getting money off the shirt though. Oh, snap. Dame Dash. He got dropped from the Rock and he tried to get other things going on, but it's been dead ends, man. We haven't heard about Dame Dash, man. And Dame Dash from Harlem, man, we gotta get Dame Dash back on. He probably doing some things. Wow. I guess he's running in the family. Stacy Dash. You know, you're seeing, you know, she's got fired from Single Ladies, Queen Latifah show. So, you know what that's about. The Dashers are fired. Maybe they can get a show together. Nicole Scherzinger. From the Pussycat Dogs. She's got cut from the X Factor and been on ice since, but, you know. We might hear from her. We might not. We might. And this one is crazy. Katie Holmes. She'll probably never get a job now, you know. Because now she's on that Scientologist stuff, you know. It's a little strange. You know. Maybe she might. She's Tom Cruise, you know. This is right. Maybe she's. Aubrey O'Day. She struggles to do anything since Diddy dropped her from the label. I remember Audrey from the girl group. Actually, I don't know. You know, basically, yeah. Huh? Well, they say she tried to play Puff. But, you know, man, actually, we could do anyone that used to be signed to Bad Boy, you know, because basically everybody that's in Bad Boy at the time is unemployed, except for the Locks. They got their own thing going on, but a lot of people is unemployed. Mel Gibson. Did you realize that? Mel Gibson hasn't done nothing since he dissed the Jews. Since he dissed Jewish peoples, he hasn't got back on. Over. They haven't felt that. You can't do it, Melly. It's something that you just don't want to do. You just don't want to do it. And we got to go with the boy. Some of y'all might not like this one, but it's the truth. Allen Iverson. And AI is still trying to play basketball. You know, he just haven't been able to get back into the league for years, though. But he's still trying to get back, man. Hopefully he can get back, man, because, you know, a lot of us are still AI fans, man. Y'all can't front. Y'all still got love for AI, man. Y'all still got love for AI, man. We doing what we do, man. We in the session. We in Beef Stew Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stew. I'm in the building. Tomorrow night's the Underground Shizzle Case. You know what I do. You know what I do. Mitt Romney, boy. It was so crazy, man. It was so crazy. Now, there's a room of talks right now that everybody would like. This rumor right here, if this thing goes through, it's going to be crazy. There's rumors right now going on. It was leaked out by Sleep Magazine that Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle is about ready to have a comedy tour together. Yes. That, you know, they want to do something like, they trying to do something in comedy like Jay-Z and Kanye. They trying to be that in the game, but in comedy. We haven't seen, you know, Dave in a minute, but we know Dave is still funny. You know what I mean? And you know, they haven't said nothing yet. Chris Rock said maybe. You know, he said, we see. He said, hey, you know, him and Chappelle been working, trying to work something out. Because, you know, these guys got to get paid for that. That's going to be a crazy comedy. So that show is going to sell like fire. I'm telling you that. That show is going to sell like fire. if they tape it, HBO, the live, it's going to be crazy. They can put that joint, man, that's going to be like a big boxing fight. People are going to want to see that one. That's going to be classic for Shosie. I would love to be in the crowd live, and I would hate to be somebody in the front that's easy snappable that night, because they will snap on you that night, those two guys right there. And but, you know, let's hope that goes through, man. Let's hope that goes through. That's something big, man. I would like to see that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they was on the stage together at one point in time, man. It would be, you know, crazy. You know what I'm saying? It would be crazy. But, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We got some more stuff. You know, Tamara and Vince from the Braxtons, they be classing, man. And, you know, they talking on divorce, but we don't know if they're going to do it. But they be classing. No? You know what happens, man. She wants to be a singer. He's trying to treat his girl like a real artist. And when you're a real artist, if you're not ready, you're not ready. Now, this is crazy. Money could come from all over, man. Money could come from anywhere. You know, there's a new reality show featuring Whitney Houston's family called The Houstons. Yes, which debuts October 24th. The late singer's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, yep, the 19-year-old whose father is Bobby Brown, will be featured alongside with her grandmother, Sissy Houston, Uncle Gary Houston, and Aunt Pat Houston, who at the time was Whitney's manager, in addition to sister-in-law, cousin Raya Houston, as well as Bobby's boo brother and family friend Nick Gordon out the cast. I guess Nick Gordon, they said, oh, this is a crazy thing. They said that's her brother, but that's her boo. I don't even understand that thing right there. And they're going to put it on film. I wonder if Bobby Brown going to be in there. That would be crazy. That would be something to find out. Is the name B. Brown is going to be in there. But we in the building, B. Stu Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. Y'all know how I do it, man. We're going to get into some, you know, like I was telling my man, Boog, I'm doing this all night, man. It's a do-a-nighter, man. I got some things I want to do, man. I got some things I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I got some joints I want to rock real hard. You know what I'm saying? We could do this all day, all night, to the break of dawn. To the break of dawn, DJ Big Stu. So, with that being said, some of y'all say, what are you talking about? With that being said, with the rock and you don't stop. With the rock and you don't stop. I'm going to do a little something like this all night. We'll be right back.
what I am. Poems I speak are plugged too tight. Please, oh please, let Plug 2 be himself, not what you read, alright. Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, they lie that. Style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. They lie soul is from the soul, and this fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Ducky, and from me, myself, and I. They diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. You keep on up tipping us so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
It is.
was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Open the door up and to my surprise there you were standing. Who needs to go to work so for another dollar? I'd rather be with you cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way and yet this is only the beginning. the hip, hip, hopper, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, block the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big dogs that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, holiday inn. Say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. A Master G, oh my mellow, is on you. So what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call the Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the fox, the ladies, and the pretty girls. I'm throwing down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting in your seat. And then, damn, they start doing the freak. I said, bam, I'll ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Who's the short shot MCs for the affair? Now I'm not as so tall.
All I wanna do is do my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Yeah. boom, boom, send it to Papa. Shake it, baby, shake it, baby, shake it, don't stop her. Let me see you do the booty hop, and now make the booty stop. Now drop and do the booty walk. The way you're shaking your grills, Willie Teal is making Brazils up a whole lot of bills. But I ain't into tricking, just a treating, and I ain't into treating every trick that I'm eating.
Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, shake it, baby, shake it down, shake it like that.
Everybody,
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 everybody, body, 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 body. Everything's gonna be alright. Take control tonight.
I was a member of Jodeci one time. You know, a lot of people don't know that. I was the sixth member of Jodeci. I used to do some shows with them, like shows that didn't come on TV. I used to do all those shows with them. And like the shows that, you know, sometimes I had to go on the shows with them. That was like, you know, show they didn't want to go by themselves, you know what I mean? But for some reason, I didn't get a chance to go on the shows with the television on. So a lot of people didn't know I was in the group. But yeah, I was the sixth member of Jodeci. My advisor said who was the fifth member. We had another brother, Rico. But we ain't gonna talk about Rico. But I'm the fifth member of Jodeci. Me and Mr. Dalvin got into it a couple of times, and the brothers tried to run away and you know, break out on me because it was two brothers with two brothers, you know what I mean? And you know, the two brothers was kind of running things. So I wasn't a brother, you know what I mean? I was just friends, you know. I was just singing. I just came, like, to sing my songs and stuff like that. Like, I came up in the building just to sing. And, you know, they had the brother and the other brother writing a song and the other two brothers singing the lead. So, you know, they got mad at me one day. I just asked them, like, yo, my brother, what, I got to be a brother to get a little bit? So this dude playing the drums, I don't even know, you know, he playing the drums, son. Like, for real, son? Like, Mr. Dalvin played the drums, son. Like, y'all don't even show me, like, and the drummer, like, he supposed to be in the back playing the drums. I supposed to be on the front, like, you know, doing what I do, you know? But it ain't work out like that. Like, I think they did some brothers joint on the cats, you know? On me and Rico, like, you know, so me and Rico started trying to play like we brothers, you know? To get a little rolling in the joint. And they fired us, but it was unfairly. And then nobody never knew we was in the group. You know, we sung all the songs. You know what I'm saying? By the time the video came out, I was looking, I was like, hold up. I was in the video, then I wasn't in the video, you know? Like, when we all met up, I was in the video. When the video came on BET, I wasn't in the video. So I didn't understand, like, how that happened, man, you know? But, I just want y'all to know I was the sixth member of Jodeci, me and Rico. But I promised y'all some new Jack Swing, so I'm going to give y'all some new Jack Swing. Yes, sirree, Bob, I promised you guys some new Jack Swing. I know I did. I said I'm going to give y'all some new Jack Swing. I'm going to let the new Jack Swing. We're going to do it, y'all. Let's get into it. This is my new Jack Swing side. It's the side that I do the new Jack Swing. You know, it's the side.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
You know what I'm saying? That was a terrible mistake right there. Real talk. Because that's somebody pressing the wrong button. You know? And that's K. Nicole pressing the wrong button. Trying to play games with me. I understand. But we got to get into some music. So. We into some music. I hope y'all like it. I hope y'all like it. I hope we doing this the right way. Deep Stu Radio, it's your man DJ Big Stu. And I'm taking you back to the rooftop, to the skate team, to wherever you used to be at, USA. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Never felt so good. The G-R-A, the N, the D, the G R O, the V to E, the B, the E, the A, the T, the grand groove beat in your body. I catch the beat. And now, T-Ski, I'm not quite through. I got another funky break for you. Hit it! You see, when I was just an itty-bitty lad, my mama said to me, T-Ski, you have a golden voice, you know you make a deaf MC. So these words she said, they stuck in my head, I remember them to a T. Well, there's a lot of MCs out in the land, but there's one better than me. Now, I catch the beat. So sweet. No matter how you start, you still got me. I catch the beat.
Stop your feet. Let's go. We in the building. DJ Big Stewski. I ain't done. Yeah, I be liking to have fun. Yeah. K Nicole just walked in here. Now she wanna have attitude, be all up in my business. I don't need nobody all up in my business, you know what I mean? Don't be all up in mine. We ain't got to be doing this. You know what I mean? I sing what I sing. I sing what I sing. We're gonna do what we do, and we do what we do. We're gonna do what we do. Chris Brown and Rihanna was caught kissing in a New York City club. Once again, they keep getting caught kissing in a New York City club. Why New York City? You know, that's not getting caught. Like they just said, that's not getting caught no more. That's they out there. You know? Now, I got another one for y'all. I'm going to break y'all down to the last compound. We got something, this one. When the checks stop coming, rappers who balled hard, so hard they went broke. Yep, we're going to do that. We got the rappers who balled so hard that the brothers went broke. First one that I'm kind of sad to say, but Young Buck, they got, you know, Blame 50. They said Young Buck couldn't even pay his recent cell phone bill. That's sad. You know what I'm saying? I like the Young Buck. I thought Young Buck was really hot. Sometimes people can break your career. Then they got your boy. They say he owes a few thousand dollars. You know what I'm saying? And he used to buy himself a nifty little car. He owed a few thousand dollars that he used to buy himself a nifty little car and whatever else floated his boat. Your man Busy Bow Wow. That's hard to believe, but they said Busy Bow Wow is ain't getting no more checks. And, you know, he got a bunch of cars and a lot of property and time's getting his on. But I think Busy Bow Wow can come out of it, man. Bow Wow, you know, he some movies, man. You know, Bow Wow got a little talent, you know what I mean? Bow Wow make it. You know, some people may say no, but I really believe Busy Bow Wow could make it. You know? Now, this dude right here is bugging me out. But you know, they always been saying him. He lost $30 million in 1 year. You know what I'm saying? And crazy, $30 million in 1 year, he bought marble floors for his mansion. That's how he lost $30 million. That's what they're trying to say. I don't know if that's so much true. Yeah, MC Hammer. That's ballin'. Once again, you know who they got again. They say he's not a rapper, but he's close enough, and they say he owes the government millions. It's some Dame Dash. You know what I mean? So, once again, Dame Dash two times is on the list. B. Beanie Siegel. He's going to jail for owing the IRS money. Yeah. Snooki. Is that Snooki or Little Kim? You know what I'm saying? They said her plastic surgery cost her so much, she also filed for bankruptcy. That's deep. Exhibit. He's broke. Pimp My Ride didn't exactly pimp his lifestyle. He didn't really get paid for Pimp My Ride. That's messed up because he was on there on the regular. Now, this is the one person they said he went broke and he came back. Nick Cannon. They say Nick Cannon went broke before he turned 19. Good to see him pick himself back up. You know, Nick Cannon was doing things from like 9, 10 years old, something like that. So he was getting money. You know what I'm saying? I think I got one more for y'all before we get back into some more music on Beast 2 Radio. Because you know how I doozy, bleezy, blazy, blizzy, blizzom. I'm going to sing all night. Just because somebody told me I can't sing, I'm going to sing all night. I'm going to sing all night. I'm going to sing all night. That's how you do it. You be like, I'm going to sing all night. And you sing all night. You don't let nobody tell you you can't sing. You can't sing. You don't let nobody tell you. We're going to say this next one. We got 20 multiracial celebrities that you may be surprised. That you may be surprised that they was multiracial. One thing is, y'all bet y'all didn't know, Naomi Campbell. Grandma was Chinese, making her 1/4 Chinese. Yep. Naomi Campbell is 1/4, 1/4 Chinese because her grandma was Chinese. So if grandma was Chinese, you 1/4 Chinese, 1/4, 1/4. She's a quarter Chinese. Did she look 1/4 Chinese? I don't know. Frankie Muniz. Frankie was born from an Italian mother and a Puerto Rican father. Frankie Muniz. That's the boy. Yeah. We're going to go through this list kind of deep. Alexis Bledel. Yep. Alexis Bledel, bright blue eyes. You know, you've seen her. You know what I'm saying? Alexis Bledel, bright blue eyes, Alexis Bledel, half Mexican, half Argentine. That's something for you, right? Y'all didn't know that. Y'all didn't know that, but Big Stu knows that. I know a lot of stuff y'all don't know. Steve Jobs. Apple mogul, Steve Jobs. His biological father was Syrian. Wow. That might want to stop the press. He's Syrian. You know? Nora Jones. Nora Jones is half Indian, y'all. If you didn't know that, you know that now. Because why? Because Big Stu told you so. This one is going to bug you guys out. But you might say he looks a little bit. Neo's maternal grandfather was Chinese. So making Neo 1/4 Chinese. Do y'all think Neo look Chinese? Some people say yes. Some people say he look like he could be Chinese. I just wish he stopped dancing like Michael Jackson. That's all. It's been like 7 years of Neo dancing like Michael Jackson, man. Put it to rest. It was good when he came out, but you're still dancing like Michael Jackson. And now it don't make no sense. Now it just don't make no sense. And you're a great songwriter, great singer, tremendous, but I just want you to stop dancing like Michael Jackson. Get your own dance now, brother. Even after a while, Usher had to start his own type of stuff. David Gallagher. David was born to a Cuban mom and an Irish dad. party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. In his house. Believe me, you. Already, there we go. Have many holidays. With the corona, when the Guinness style party was coming out, I could have lived there. Sarah Paxton. The crazy enough, the light blonde hair, the light eyed blonde hair, Sarah Paxton is half Mexican. Wow. Somebody better call Mitt Romney. Let him know. I don't think Mitt the Grip would like that one, player. Keanu Reeves, y'all. This is crazy. Keanu Reeves. I'm sitting here eating some hot peppers. That's what I do sometimes, just eat some hot peppers. Anyway, Keanu Reeves is quarter Chinese and one quarter Hawaiian. Y'all know that. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all didn't know that. But Big Stu told you that. Whitworth Miller, then now this is crazy. Y'all know y'all ain't think that Whitworth Miller is half black and half white. Yes, Whitworth Miller is half black and half white. I didn't think so. Now, this one is going to bug you out. Some of y'all is going to not believe me. And y'all might don't say I'm lying. But Kid Cudi, father is Mexican. Kid Cudi is half Mexican, y'all. That's why his real last name is Masukadi, something like that. Mesukadi. Oh, that's why he got Kid Cudi, because it's Mesukadi. Okay. And he doesn't even look it, but he's half Mexican. Did y'all think that? I know you didn't think that, and I know you didn't know that. Because who told you that? Big Stu told you that. Because who house it is? Big Stu's house. Sharon Leo. Sharon is half Filipino. Okay, we can figure that one out. We think that one might work for us, you know. She looks it. She plays in a few Tyler Perry joints and a few other movies, you know. Y'all know her. Olivia Munn is half Chinese. Would you believe that? That's one that you might not have caught. See, I dig deep into the woodworks of the crafts. You know, I'm like, you know, I don't even say. Chad Michael Murray is one quarter Chinese. He's a quarter Chinese. Yes. Ras Papa. I was like, yes, Papa. Vanessa Hudgens is a Native American, Irish, Spanish, Filipino. Yo, she's mixed. Oh my God, this girl is more than what you could say. She's Native American, she's Irish, she's Spanish, Filipino, and Chinese. Jesus Christ. Talking about a melting pot. There go one. She's a melting pot. You got to call it. Shannon Elizabeth is half Arab. I don't like, you know, we could believe that one. She looks Arab, full Arab. But, you know, maybe she doesn't talk it, so it doesn't speak it. You know, she doesn't talk about it. You know, she talks really English, so. Now, this one is going to kill y'all. Some of y'all don't come at me. Don't bring no guns at me. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me, but what I'm about to say. You understand me? You understand me, man? You feel me? Bob Marley, half black, half white. Most dreads probably know that, but some of you other guys that, you know, you're the Bob Marley bandwagon, you want to be mad with me because I'm telling you the truth, that the greatest singer of reggae of all time hit your sword, grease you, you know. I'm tired of every time when people think of Bob Marley, they think, just think of weed. It ain't just about weed with Bob Marley, and it ain't just about shatters when you think about that, you know. Wheel of Fortune beauty Vanna White was born to a Puerto Rican father. Vanna White. Vanna White is the equivalent to Kiki of, you know, Apollo. Tiki Vanderway, whatever her name is. Tiki Vanderway, come on up. She goes, Ryan Lorches. Ryan's mother is Cuban and his father is German-Irish. You don't ever know, man. This is why America is so beautiful. It's so beautiful to be in America. I love America. I just don't like the Republicans, man. That's what I say all day, all night. You know, I don't. Lauren London, Jewish and half Jewish and half black. That was one that stung you guys. I know that. I know that was one that stung you guys. That was the last one. But Lauren London is half Jewish and half black. So, when you think about certain things and you think about stereotyping and saying crazy stuff, just think about Big Stu, what I told you. And we're going to get in here for a little bit longer, then we're going to get up out of here. All right, we're going to roll for a little bit longer, but then we're going to get up out of here, son. So, you know what we're going to do? We got one more trip, baby. I might go a little overtime on the speed dial on y'all, man. Love is love. Yeah. Michael Jackson real quick. Let's keep it streaking on Michael Jackson real quick. And I ain't gonna stop it right now. I'ma keep it on Michael Jackson right now. I'ma end this show right, yo, the way I'm supposed to. DJ Big Stu in the building.
Beats, two, three, young.